Coach, please. How about you start us off with your opening comments, and then we'll open it up for Q&A.
Okay. Well, pretty much what we thought as far as our preparation for the game, we thought Garen was going to play a lot of 1-2-2 zone or 3-2, whatever you want to call it. In the first half, I felt probably a couple times we talked about it at halftime, we would make a three and then come back and shoot another three, and we were wanting to try to push that ball in the middle just a little bit harder, getting our high-low game going with Harris and Tramell Murphy. I thought our defense was pretty good. Our basket protect got lost a couple times in the first half. But I felt going into halftime, we've been a pretty good second half team this year, and our conditioning's been very good, and our man-to-man switching defense has been good. But they did a nice job getting us on the backside a few times.
So, you know, for the players, just explain your emotions, plain and simple.
It's not good right now.
We just got to get over and go on to the next step. It's just one step back, got to move forward.
Just keep my head up.
Gary, what's it been? I mean, this has been, you know, a season where you didn't know if you're going to play. You come back, you guys play great basketball, and you get here, and, you know, a lot of support. I mean, you got the kids who never gave up, and what's it been like for you?
Yeah, because of all the, you know, we've read a lot of things about us. We've seen a lot of things. It hurt. It hurt me. It hurt some things that were put in headlines. It was very hard for our kids. When we got that second chance after things developed, you know, and our kids came back in the sectional, we had not practiced or we had not seen each other for 3 weeks, contrary to what some things were said about us. And when our kids came out in that first sectional game and shot 62%, and then the Gary Roosevelt game and the championship game, it was unbelievable how these kids responded. These kids, when they came back to practice after all the situations we had, it was amazing to watch them mature, okay? It was amazing. And we actually just bonded together. We didn't really talk about too much. We didn't even look to anything going into the section. We just went one day at a time. And our practice ethic, work ethic was unbelievable coming back because I didn't know what I was going to get. We had no idea. And it was because of the character of these young men that we were able to come back and do what we did. Naturally, our hearts are broken right now, but I know when we reflect and we look back to what has happened to us, it's going to be a very positive experience for us.
Gary, there was a 9-0 run there in the fourth quarter after you went up 53-50. You had a couple turnovers in that sequence. Anything break down in that stretch?
Yeah, we just made a couple of mistakes there. We got a little anxious on an out-of-bounds play, and we had another situation on a secondary break. And what we were trying to do in the fourth quarter was just get them spread out a little bit on the baseline in that 3-2 zone and try to get Harris and Murphy the ball somewhere in the high-low game, and then we wanted to get Tony Murphy away from the ball so we could get him some open looks. They did a pretty good job on locking Quintero down, except on out-of-bounds plays where he got a couple bump and fade threes. But they did a pretty good job there. But we had some situations where we faced up well with the ball, went to the basket with Harris a couple times, and we were getting some of the things we wanted. We wanted to go at Holba today. That was kind of our plan. Get him in the short corners and see if we could get some inside touches. Because our kids are pretty good with their footwork around the post, and we teach the drop step, crossover step. And those are the things that we were looking for.
Defensively, what were you guys, you know, as the game went on, adjustments, what were you trying to do with what Holba was able to do?
We got a little extended too much on him, and we were actually, we do a lot of backcourt pressure. They did a pretty good job I believe it was late in the third quarter, they started getting one entry and then pushing the ball up the left sideline a lot. And we were getting caught in transition, turned around on the backside a few times. And then we let Holba sometimes when they would reverse the ball, then he would slip real hard to the rim, and we didn't catch him a couple times, and he got in front of us, and you don't want to put him at the free throw line. I thought today we were a little bit slower than I've seen us the last couple weeks as far as jump switching, and I don't know what, you know, it could have been the pressure or whatever. We were about a half a step behind of the way we normally look, because our defenses are based on all man-to-man, and they're all based on switching and whether we play 75, 50, or we play no catch.
Anthony, I'm, you know, just getting, I guess, you know, like I was talking to Gary, basically the same question. You didn't know if you had your season. I came back. You guys made this incredible run. You played the best basketball that you've ever played. And you, you know, obviously you get to the state finals. This the game. I mean, it might be hard to process now because you lost. But can you talk about what that, you know, has kind of shown you and how that's benefited you?
What's your mail?
I'm sorry. I was confused.
But it shows us to keep going hard, never give up, because you never know what's going to happen in the future.
Anthony, can you ask the same question?
Basically the same thing, but we just got to keep moving on. We didn't know if we were going to get it back or not, so we, when we went to practice, gave it our all. We tried our best, and look where we are now.
Did you guys play the card of really having nothing to lose, being that technically you really weren't supposed to be here, considering up until the sectional draw you guys were going through what you were going through? Or did you, once you got into the tournament, were you more of, like you said, just day to time? Like, did
yeah,
you ever play the anything is possible?
Cause I'll be honest with you. I didn't discuss winning sectionals or anything with these guys. We went day to day. And you know what? Like I said, when they walked out in that first sectional game, I didn't know what I was going to get. And it was amazing how these players, because I'll tell you, the first couple days after that, when that suspension first came down, I've been a competitor for all my life. And I mean, I'm going to tell you, that punched me in the mouth. And I didn't know how to respond that day when I left Indianapolis and found out that we were forfeiting 7 games and out of the tournament. It took me 2 or 3 days. I would like to say that these young men, I think, motivated me as much as I motivated them to come back, because they knew I was down. I was, you know, I wasn't down on giving up. I was just like, I was in shock for a couple days. And then when we were suspended for 5 days of school the first day back, and these kids, a couple of them called me, "Coach, we're going to the Y together the first day. We're going to the library at 1 o'clock." And right away, after 2 days after all that stuff came down, they just squared my shoulders up because of the attitude of the kids and the character. And of all the things that were being said about them, these kids decided, nope, we're not gonna let that affect us. We're gonna be young men and we're gonna move on.
Gary, there were 5 or 6 instances during the game where players hit the ground. I mean, just hit the floor. Your kids were quick to run over, even if it was 20 feet, pick them up. Coming here, I heard a Guerin fan make the comment about, those Griffith players are such gentlemen, they didn't have to pick up our guys. At this stage, does that mean, hearing that, does that mean more to you than only when you see that they were impressed by the way your players?
That's what you do in coaching. You know, we all want W's. We all want W's, but it's the bottom line. You want the character of your team. And you know, I've always prided myself on having teams that played hard, execute. You know, and that's the character of the Griffith kids. And it was amazing to see all our classes kind of bond together. And after that first week, maybe after we were reinstated, it was amazing to see. Well, the community was behind us a little bit earlier than that. But once we were reinstated, and it was just like the community got behind us, and we went to that section, we had a huge crowd, and they hadn't seen us for 3 weeks, you know, actually almost 4. So our community responded very well with all of these kids, and the administration and the school board. It was amazing the difference from the first week when all these things occurred to where we are sitting here today. And I tell you what, right now we're all down, but these kids, when they're older, this is the most valuable experience they're going to get in their life.
But to hear a rival fan say that when they don't have to, that's got to make you feel even better.
Yeah, it hurt me, some of the things were said about us, and you know, I put my whole life in coaching, and I was reading some things that were just, I just couldn't believe it, you know. And I mean, I will defend my kids to the end of the world. That's what coaching's all about. I will defend them, whatever it takes, because it hurts some of the things that were said. And these young men just kept their shoulders squared, played the game of basketball.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Coach. For Tramell, what have you learned, I guess, the last 3 or 4 weeks? I mean, it must seem like it's been a kind of a whirlwind for you guys, but what do you take away from these last, the last 6 weeks or so?
Just keep supporting people, they're going to support you back, and never give up.
How about for you, Aiden?
Just keep going with it, like our community came back, helped us with our incident, and that just boosted up our confidence even more, and that's what made us go even harder.
Andy, were there times you felt like you guys had changed the way you played a little bit because people were watching you, refs were watching you? Maybe a little less aggressive?
Sometimes, but we could have went way harder than we went right now. We was like what Coach said, we was a step behind. We need to pick that step up.
I want to say, can I say one thing? What you should have seen when our bus left for Indianapolis, we had the community lined up on the streets. We had little kids waiting for us at the bus, and I was telling these guys, it's amazing how you don't really know until something like that happens, how many people are always watching you. I tell my players that all the time. You don't realize there's a guy 5-6 years old. So we had so many little kids wanting to touch these guys before we left Griffith to come down here Friday. It was amazing to watch that.
What did that mean to you guys?
That just means that we need to go even harder, and everyone looking up to us, so we got to show them what we're about.
For the players, just as far as what does this run kind of do as far as looking ahead for next year as well, with so many of you guys coming on back as well?
Just preparing for next year and keep going stronger. Got to go 110%. If we can get here this year, I'm pretty sure we can get here next year.
I hate to get back to the game, but Anthony, just a tough night. I mean, you played so well. Was it their defense? Some of your shots just were a little off. Was it their defense, shooting in this big place? What do you think contributed to, a tough night shooting?
I just missed the shots. It wasn't, although he was long, so he, altered my shots a little bit. But they played a pretty good defense on me.
Gary, 17 turnovers, that's probably the highest you've had.
We haven't done that since the whole tournament. We've been hanging in that 9-10, but and some of those came in a real cluster period there, like three or four of them I remember in that one exchange right there. And like I said, I think sometimes, and we've been used to playing against zone all year because we've only played probably against 30% man-to-man the whole season. Everybody zones us, and that's pretty much the way it is. And that was, so you take four or five of those possessions out of there I thought when we were up four, like I said, I think we had a secondary break and then we had out of bounds. There was a situation there we called timeout and said they were getting tired. And our goal today was if we got ahead 6 points or more, we were going to spread them out, because we're going to try to make them come out and play man-to-man against us. Right. And we just never could quite get where we wanted to be on the scoreboard.
How good was just Olba in 29-14? They never wore out. He played all 32 minutes. He really carried them in sequences where it looked like he might have had them on the ropes, and he just kept getting the big basket after.
Yeah, and he did a good job from the top. He got the ball on, and we were prepared for that on the top. But like I said, we broke down a little bit though on our basket protect from the weak side, and we created some of those situations for him. I'm not taking anything away from him. I'm just saying our basket protect side is usually pretty solid, and today we made a few critical mistakes, and we were catching up on the weak side, and then we started putting them at the free throw line. So that. And there again, that's a tribute to them. Their guys reversed the ball well and found the guy on the open side.
Any other questions? Coach, gentlemen, thank you for your time.
Thank you,
gentlemen.
Thank you.